Rob, head coach, ticked off, and he was very specific about what he was ticked off about. He pointed out Nick Harris, he pointed out Drayton Florence, he pointed out Nick Fairley. And ultimately, he took responsibility, saying that the poor play starts with him and it's his responsibility. But what do you do under these circumstances when it's become a pattern and we've seen consistent poor play cost the team games?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'd be a GM. I really don't. In high school, you can run your kids, yeah. Get them to focus. In college, you know, you can do the same. But these are men. And each man to a person has to be accountable, held accountable. And so does Coach Schwartz. And it sounds like he's trying to be accountable. But ultimately, this is his responsibility. This poor play is a reflection of his head coaching. So he's going to try to get ironed out. I don't know how. And that list you talked about, you named three guys, that list could be a lot longer, and it will get longer once they review this film.
You know, something else that he mentioned that we haven't really focused on is that you can't let the quarterback escape. And that, I think, really stood out in the final 2 minutes, that Andrew was able to move around, able to create some extra time, and his receivers adjusted to him really well on the fly, too.
And it's where do you prioritize your defensive line rush? Is it a priority getting to the quarterback? Is it a priority containing the quarterback, constricting the pocket, limiting him? It looked like they were trying to get the sack to try to end the game, but by doing so allowed him freedom to move up in the pocket, outside the pocket, extend plays, and make plays.
And it seems as though the Titus Young circus continues. Coach Schwartz saying he personally decided that he did not want Titus here today. Asked, well, why is Nate here? He says, obviously, we want Nate on the sideline. He doesn't want Titus to be any part of this. So if that's the case, why aren't they just releasing him?
Well, that may be the next step. Obviously, I feel that he's somewhat of a cancer to this football team right now. But I don't even want to put Titus Young in this equation right here, because he had nothing to do with the game except that that's one less receiver you have to play with. But they're just, it's so frustrating. And for me being an alumni right now, this is more devastating for me than it was as a player. As a player, because you get an opportunity. You may have played well today. You watch the film, you're like, geez, I gave my best. I did everything that I could do. But as someone like, in our situation, as a fan and a broadcaster, it's really, really frustration. And you can feel that not only with us, but with the workers here, with the people going by. It's really stemming itself through this whole system right now.
Well, I will let that be the final word. For Rob Rubick, I'm Tom Lydon. Thanks so much for joining us here. Wish we had better news to share with you, but the Lions 35-33 losers today in very surprising fashion, heartbreaking fashion, to the Indianapolis Colts. We'll be back next Sunday for the pregame show as the Lions go to prime time. Maybe that'll amp these guys up to take on the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Have a great day. We'll see you throughout the week.